Welcome, comedians, improvists, and board gamers, to Campaign Casters, a high fantasy TTRPG podcast designed to introduce you to your fictional home away from home. My name is Nicholas Bailey.
And my name is Adam Fox.
And we... Oh, wait a minute. Something's different.
My God, why is there a camera? This isn't a podcast anymore!
That's right, say hello to a special fantasy-filled, erratic, extemporary episode where we will be changing things up with a collaboration.
So, without further ado, I would love to introduce some members of an uproarious interactive fantasy comedy show all the way from England known as SideQuest.
Hiya!
Hello!
Let's adventure!
Let's adventure! So, to really set the scene here, you guys allow your audience to submit materials for a show, and then you create a fantasy narrative of these materials to make an interactive choose-your-own-adventure show.
Yeah, it's a kind of a melding of a D&D game with your friends and a live theater show. So basically we get, the audience comes in and they fill out little very basic character sheets. I'll show one here for the non-podcast audiences. Basically, we just ask for a name, a skill, and a random trait of some kind. And then, one by one, our performers get up, we start telling a story, and we just grab a sheet out and become that character. And you see us in that moment embody the characters from the audience and go on a wild and wacky adventure.
I love that. How did you guys come about making an improv troupe centered around that idea?
Well, most of the people in it, we've been doing improv for years. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us sort of combined in the same shows. And then it was during lockdown that I came up with the idea. I ended up doing lots of D&D because what else was there to do? And I noticed that there was it just seemed like a natural sort of melding, because I noticed a lot of people were like, oh, I like D&D, I like the idea of it, but it feels a little like there's a lot to know, a lot of rules. People were hesitant, they weren't already in it, and I kind of wanted to show people that, like, most of the time you're just playing make-believe with your friends. Like, it's so silly and so fun.
It's so awesome.
Yeah, and so this was a sort of way of, like, bridging that gap a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, well, Adam and I have a surprise for you guys.
Yes, we do.
We decided to create a board game that incorporates aspects of your show for a fun, fast-paced improv game with only using a six-sided dice. And we have called this
Quest Jest!
It's an interactive fantasy improv board game where players craft hilarious and unpredictable adventures by drawing cards and reacting to ever-changing story elements.
Yes.
With six phases ranging from character creation, like your little info cards, to a climactic boss battle. Players roll a six-sided dice to determine
six
their fate
dice.
In
six-sided
moments. So, Adam here is the president of Slippery Rock University's Improv Club, and was able to recruit the creative minds of the club to create an abundance of cards that we are going to play today.
Amazing. Nice. So these are straight out of, like, improv heads people. Oh my God. They're going to be creative.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
No Tesco's car park this time.
It's going to be... Oh, you have no idea. College improv, it's going to be... It's college kids with that. It's going to be
this is what we're,
unhinged.
This is what we've been training for.
Oh,
this
absolutely.
This is right.
Yes, this is the moment we're waiting for.
All right. So before we begin, can you guys introduce yourselves and a little background about who you are in the real world?
Cool. My name's Terry. I founded this group and brought everyone together to make it. Been doing improv and other acting-y things for about 10 years now, and just sort of here to bring joy to everybody, and all about making storytelling in general as well. I really love, and hence why the show is sort of like the perfect mix for me. It's an absolute laugh. It's like funny all the time, riot, but then also we always feel like we try to tell a compelling narrative, you know, where you feel like you care about the characters. They went on a little character arc, and it concludes beautifully at the end. And yeah, that's what I'm all about.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Hi, I'm Sash. Yeah, also been improvising for about 10 years. Done a lot of theatre stuff, film stuff. Again, just like being silly and making things up. It's good fun. I love improv. It's like one of my favourite things. I love sci-fi and fantasy. It's all just a perfect mix of everything I enjoy. So happy to be here.
My name's Reese. I've been doing improv for more than 10 years as well. And I'm one of the first members of SideQuest because Terry's just like, hey, let's do long form. And I'm like, yes, I want to do long form improv. So I was like instantly just want to join into that. And I'm trying to think what else that really adds.
You're a bit really into kobolds.
Really into kobolds, but I don't think I should mention that on the podcast.
I think
well, it's too late now.
Oh no, the secret's out.
Secret is out. All right, so what we're going to do before we get into this wacky game is that I'll explain some rules to allow you guys to prepare for absurd ad-libbing. So Adam will be your quest master.
Yes, I will.
He will facilitate the game and oversee dice rolls. I will be his little assistant where I don't think overseas shipping will be able to deliver cards for you in time. So
yeah.
I'm going to copy and paste everything over into our little chat so we are able to, so you guys can read and write about it and make cards as you draw them.
Amazing. So you're like, essentially we would be picking cards, but you're picking them for us. Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. And we'll have you like roll dice to determine what cards you get to that to add to that randomness. To
yes.
Excellent. Sure.
So, here's where you guys take out a piece of paper and pull up a blank document and start with the following stats. What you'll need is that your character must have a name. You can decide this after you pull your character creation cards. Then, your character will have 3 health points. Obviously, this keeps you in the game, so if you go to 0 health points, you're out of the game. But there are item cards or different class actions that may be able to revive you to bring you back for more improv. Next, your armor class is set at 4. Since we use a 6-sided dice, 4 is the number enemies need to roll to hit you. Then you start out with 50 gold pieces. You can use this money for absolutely anything you want. To bribe, persuade, to make payments, your choice.
Questionable things.
Questionable.
We'll find
things.
Out.
So, after character creation, you will start out as a group of adventurers and have the goal of completing quests. It is your job to find and collect rewards from these quests as soon as you can. No obstacles in your way. Who's ready?
Yeah, bring it on.
Yes, so let's do some adventuring.
Nice.
Questions.
All right, Adam, it is all yours. All
righty, everyone needs to roll a d20 for me to figure out your character concept.
That is an 18 for you, Reese.
Hopefully that's good then.
Goodness, actually. Oh, re-roll it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we go. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That is a 9.
Ooh. Ooh, there we go. There we go. Ooh, you got the devil's musician. You're a tiefling.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Your voice echoes unnaturally, as if there's a second voice whispering beneath it. No instrument can go out of tune when you play it, and people swear they hear music when you're near.
Ooh, cool.
You have a feature as this character as well, which is now copied and pasted into the text. It's once per game, you may... I can't see because your name's over. Oh, there we go. Once per game, you may use an item card twice before discarding it, as the echoes of magic linger longer in your hands.
Makes sense. Logical. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Yes, of course. Next up.
Cool.
Roll a d20.
What have I got?
12.
12.
12. Let's see what it is. Oh, it's yes, yes. This one keeps coming up. This is my favorite. This is our improv club mascot, the mighty Bartholomew.
Cool.
And let me... This is going to be the craziest thing. He is a cat head with a cockroach body, a pigtail, angel-winged creature who wears a crown on his head and is the king of improv and purgatory.
Wow. Okay, hang on. There's a lot going on there. Cat head, cockroach body, yes. Pigtail? Did I get pigtail?
Yep,
okay,
pigtail.
Cool. Angel wings. Nice. Okay, I can't let this down fast enough.
And a beautiful crown.
I like the king of improv, and then as a side note, also purgatory. Like, that one's no big deal.
That's where he goes when he's not at improv. He's like, gotta be somewhere. So he's like, yeah, I'm also there.
Don't make a big deal of it, though. Like,
Nice.
Yeah, not a huge deal. It's just a side job. As sent in, it's sent in the chat, but I'll say your feature. Once per game, when you use a class card, you get a yes and feature.
Nice.
Which means you can use your class ability and you can grab from the top of the class card deck and do that ability at the same time as well.
Ooh, cool, cool.
So you get like your ability and a completely random ability that shows
nice.
Up. All right, cool. Another roll, D20.
14.
14, what do we got, what do we got, what do we got, what do we got? Ooh. Ooh. You are the early bird. You're an Arakocra, like a bird person. An Arakocra that has no issue getting up in the morning and being well-rested. You have a radiant glow to your feathers. Your foul morning routine pisses off any night owls. And your feature is that you have a +3 to any initiative roll.
Ooh, nice.
Kind of feels like a bird and a creature that Cathead and Cockroach Buddy might be sort of natural enemies.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
I know. You might be hunting each other.
This is like elves and dwarves kind of just like
rivalry.
Yeah,
rivalry.
And I saw an epic ballad about
natural
this.
Enemies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Now we're in the next part of figuring out your class. I need another D20 roll. Let's go down the line again.
There we go.
You've got a 20.
Oh, hopefully that's good.
20. Oh, my goodness. You are a scavenger.
Ooh, love that.
Once per phase, you may pull an item card, but you must use it within the phase you have drawn it, or it disappears in the next phase. Which is sent there in the chat, too. So essentially, you could just be in the middle of an encounter and be like, I'm going to pull an item card.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, that makes sense.
But then, let's say it has a timer and it turns to dust when you don't use it in that moment. All right. Next up on the class card.
14.
We got like 2 14s in a row.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, this is a fun one. You got the Portal Mage.
Ooh.
Once per phase, you can teleport a small distance up to 20 feet.
Nice, that's fun. Good for pranks.
So now you can, like, essentially teleport from Purgatory into the real world into another spot. Link it up.
If it gets too tough, I'll be like, all right. Bye, everyone.
Gotta head back home.
Yeah, you know, left the oven on.
And then come back. All right, last for the class card.
4.
Ooh, you get the Laughing Rogue. If you successfully convince an NPC of a lie, gain advantage on your next agility-based roll.
Ooh, okay, so big on lying. Got it.
Yeah. And now, the last part of this phase, quirk cards. This is a thing that you're going to be doing, like, whether it's you have to whisper or you have to speak a certain way.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
So I need you to roll another D20 for me.
Could be a gift, could be a restriction. We'll see.
What did I get?
Could be.
16.
Ooh.
16.
I don't know why I'm going good when I don't actually know what it is yet.
Yeah. Oh, it's a goodie.
Oh, yes. I hope you're a good singer because you have single threat. Anytime you speak, it must be sung.
Jeebus. Of all the people, I'm so sorry, Reese.
Yeah.
You got this. I believe in you. Oh, perform for the audience. All right, another roll, D20.
16,
is that the same? No, it's not. What did we just
is
got?
Is that the same one? That is the same
right,
one.
Let's,
we're all, it's a musical.
Make this interesting.
Why is this?
I mean, a musical could
it
be
really,
interesting.
Okay, that's a 6.
You just want the pressure off you.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Ooh,
not fun for that.
This is a lovely one. Third person speaker.
Oh, okay. That's
you must
fun.
Always speak in the third person, referring to yourself as if you were a grand hero or legendary figure.
That totally makes sense for this guy, too. So, nice.
That's so. It's working. It's working.
Yeah,
it's
all coming together.
So well. Another roll.
15.
What is it? 15, right under the other number. Ooh, Southern Soul. Anytime you greet someone, you must say howdy, and if you successfully roll, you must say yeehaw. Okay, so anytime you greet someone, you say howdy.
Howdy.
Anytime you succeed a roll, you
yeehaw.
Say yeehaw.
Yeah, nice.
Yeehaw.
Okay, your audience isn't going to get mad at me for my atrocious American accent then, though.
Oh no, please butcher no. as much as you
butcher
like.
As much. We do not care. Cool. I'm just imagining a bird with a cowboy hat now.
Yeah.
Heck right. Yeah. So you all, let's set the scene. The clouds part as it all goes down into this nice forest, as we see a clearing in the forest and three adventurers going along. You all are walking down this path as you stop, as you see a crossroad of three different paths with signs leading to three different places. And these places, I will now roll. Oh, yes, actually, that's so much better. Each of you roll for each place for me.
A D6.
I need you each
20?
To roll. Let me find out if it's a D20.
A D20.
Oh, where's my D20? There it is.
That is an 18.
Oh, an 18 again.
18.
Oh. Well, why is it on? It's really stuck on there. 14.
And I got a 16.
So as you're going off, you see a sign that looks like it's made by a tree on the far left. As you see, it leads towards what does it write down? The Yaharan
Devrai.
Yaharan Devrai. As you see on this tree, there's like runes engraved in it. As you look further down, the trees get darker here, and they have more symbols and sigils along the edges of them that are glowing with purple, dark energy. In the middle of the road, you see a white and black treehouse flowing in the wind with whistles as it leaves? Oh, of its leaves. You see this large treehouse in the middle that's white and black, and the trees like glisten in the sky. And then you see what looks to be an old mansion off in the side, but for some reason, if you look very closely, the house itself starts to move. What do the three of you do? Which of these places do you want to go to?
Yes. Oh, I think nature is the best place to be, so we should go to the left.
Well, I might not just be an ordinary bird, but I reckon there's some dark magic afoot in these here woods. So I'm awful suspicious.
The mighty Bartholomew would like to go inside in a house where there's potential for pets and milk and a warm fireplace.
Ooh, so which place?
I'm gonna side with you and head on inside, because...
But don't you love the gloriousness of nature, my dear friend? What's your name?
My name? How could you...
Oh, yeah, you didn't figure out your name.
We just should decide to join each other. Enjoy adventure.
Yeah, well, of course, we've never been formally introduced. Howdy. My name is Billabong Regurgitate.
Regurgitate.
My name is Rusty Beats.
Rusty Beats?
Yes.
Nice to meet y'all.
Rusty Beats.
And as you all know, Barty Meow Meow only ever refers to himself in the first person, so you all knew who I was.
Of course.
The moment
of
I
looked
up. But just for the...
Barty Meow Meow.
Well, if you'll indulge us for a moment and head on the inside, I do not look at these trees one bit.
But Nasu is so glorious.
Hey, come on. We need to work as a team here.
That's a good point. We should find a place to rest our little feet.
We head on in.
You're going to the house. You head to the abandoned house as you walk forward. You see this house. As you go towards this house, and you all are looking for quests, you see the house itself, its eyes, like the shutters... And the door opens to a mouth
that is like, "Hey, whoa, hello, tiny people."
And he like, the house kind of shifts to look right and then to look left.
"I didn't expect people to find me here. You all look like adventurers."
Get
as it stares at each of you.
Guilty as charged.
Yes, we are the finest of adventurers.
Can I just clarify? Y'all called us little people. Well, actually, we're normal size, but you, sir, are quite an enormous building, so I suppose it's a matter of perspective. You understand me?
It is. That is very true. It's a matter of perspective. What is normal and what is not normal? Like, if I was talking about a giant, like, that would be normal for me, but if I was talking, like, let's say we talked about, and he started, there's a solid, like, 10 minutes that he goes on, like, a rant about the different sizes of different creatures, and he's like, anyways, you're all looking for a quest, right?
Ain't we all in this here world?
Quests are thin on the ground.
What is a quest?
Recently.
A quest is life or death.
That is so true, depending on what you call a quest. You could have a quest that's literally just giving, like, groceries, and then another quest that is killing a dragon.
Does this quest that Barty Meow Meow is potentially about to accept have a monetary compensation attached?
It does, and you see the house kind of, like, creak for a minute and stretch. You see it kind of lift off the ground, and you see three pedestals under the house as it lifts that have three different parchments on it. Roll down the line again for what quest you get. Roll a
d8. There we go. What did I get?
That is an 8.
Ooh. That's an 8. I don't know why I keep going ooh when I don't know what it is.
High roller! That's another 8. Should we roll again?
Yeah.
Reroll.
Four.
Ooh, four.
Ooh, yay.
Give that bone a good shake.
And I got a 5.
Oh, this is great. This is great. I love these. Okay, so you see three different parchments. We'll go from left to right. You see one parchment that is on the far left has a paper laying there, but it seems like the paper is propped up by something that looks like a chest behind it. As you see on the front of the paper, it says, "The Nice Mimic." As you see the chest behind it shiver and move and, like, jump up like a dog as it's like... as it, like, looks at you all excitedly. Another one you see is you see a paper that has three bottles in front of it that have different faces. It has a happy face, a sad face, and an angry face. This one says, "Bottled up emotions." And then you see the third location, or the third quest, that has, like, a map that has a location towards a, like, animal shelter that holds these large cat creatures that are about, like, the size of, like, would you say, like, lions, kind of?
Yeah, it's what Annika is.
Yes, it is a Grimalkin, which are, like, large cat creatures.
Yes, that you can use as mounts.
But it says on the front of it, Grimalkin Wrangling. And for the rewards of each of these, so you know ahead of time, the Nice Mimic, this one gives you 900 gold if you complete it. The Bottle of Emotions gives you 100 gold and a bottle with legs.
Ooh. Okay.
And the Grimalkin one gives you 400 gold.
Ooh.
I'm thinking of the luggers. The Nice Mimic, all I can think of is luggers from Discworld.
Oh. Y'all ever heard of a Nice Mimic?
That sounds...
You see as the thing looks at you.
That sounds fake to me. You wouldn't... If you're nice, you don't have to declare it.
That's a good point.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, like, nice guys. Yeah.
Highly suspicious.
Yeah, they're up to something.
Yes.
No, look at this little fellow. Look at how it walks. Look at how it moves its little chesty mouth. And I give it, like, a small
You see
pet.
That? You see the... You see the chest actually walks up to you, actually, and, like, gives you, like, a very... It has a long tongue, gives you a huge lick up your whole body as it, like, sits there and, like, is like...
It's just a cute little mimic.
And, like, nuzzles into your leg.
Oh.
And it does look almost cute, I suppose. And it does pay the most. I'm curious about them there bottled up emotions, though.
Mm-mm.
Reminds me of my dad.
Flashback into the time whenever your dad is just like, "You need to fly faster. Don't cry. Don't.
I'm trying, Papa. I'm trying."
If you cry, that means you're weak. You know what they say? Birds of a feather do not fucking cry together. Now fly. Flashback to now as you're like,
it's like fading off in the distance.
Yeehaw.
Anyway, just got a little dust in my eye.
Yeah, okay, you went somewhere there.
Yeah, sorry about that. Where were we?
Yes, bottled up emotions. Interesting. You know, we could do something with those.
I'm not sure how a bottle with legs is going to help us, but then I suppose we don't know till we go on say a quest.
That's true.
What was the other one?
Grimalkin wrangling.
Do y'all have much experience wrangling cat people?
I mean, I am a cat, sort of. Barty Meow Meow is a cat, sort of.
All right. Y'all...
Honestly, okay. I've never ridden anything. I always go on my own 2 feet.
But you know, there's a reason I left my... Barty Meow Meow left their cat person population behind. Want to see new people, new things. So my vote goes to bottle legs.
All right, we can scratch off cat person. I feel like that might be a conflict of interest. Maybe y'all find it a little offensive even. Bottling, I'm cool with bottled emotions or the nice mimic. I mean, 900 gold's awful lot of money.
And can you say no to this cute little thing?
I feel like I'm going to regret this, but all right, let's go with the nice mimic. Y'all okay with that?
Last time we adopted something dog-coded, it didn't end well, but you know what? All right, if that's what you two want, then here we are.
I sided with you over the house, so I'm going to side with you
okay.
over there.
Okay, that's only fair.
As you all go for the quest for the nice mimic, you see the house like lower back down again, and it's like,
all right, if you need to find where to go, you just gotta go that way. And you see a sign that says, convenient quests.
We should have noticed that before, actually. Now that I think about it, yeah. Alrighty.
You see the little mimic is like eager to go forward to find... actually, now that you chose the quest, I will describe to you what you need to do for this little mimic. It says you find this little mimic. It is in search of a vault that it can rest in. But it's being guarded, so you need to get them there.
Ooh. He's like,
as you see this, like, it starts to trudge towards that path to head down, which looks like you see like a like kind of like a like small town off that path.
Okay. Wait. So sorry. We've got a little mimic with us, but we're searching for another mimic, or.
No, you're searching for the vault to put that mimic in.
Oh, right.
It's trying to find a home, essentially.
Yeah. Oh, right. They love it in vaults.
Yeah. They don't love being under a house. They want to be somewhere where there's gold.
I know what you mean. Like, I guess we're all searching for, like, security in this life, aren't we?
Yes.
It's like my father used to say.
Well, it's a mimic without being next to other treasure chests, so unsuspected adventurers could meet a grisly fate.
All right, then. Let's do it.
So you trudge forward, and you head off and find a quaint little town. And as you're walking through the town, you get stopped by a traveling merchant who comes up to you and is like, looks over at the group of you, and he's like,
hey there. You look like new adventurers that are part of this town. As he looks down to your feet, he's like, there you are. As he like stares at the chest, and the chest is like... and jumps forward and like licks the traveling merchant. Hold on, little buddy. This little guy here is he's been searching for a while. I'm guessing you're gonna help him find a vault.
That's the idea. Yes, we're gonna make this homeless little guy into a homed individual. That's the plan.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
Little mimic. Yes.
Also, howdy.
Hello. It's nice to meet you. I'm Roderick. I am a traveling merchant. I always like to help out adventurers who come into this quaint little town of ours.
Roderick.
I do have some wares and possibly information, depending on what you are searching for.
Ooh, interesting.
Barty Meow Meow likes information and wares. They're two of my favorite things.
How do y'all know this mimic?
Oh, he explores the town every so often. He can't sit under the house all the time, so he, you know, tries to search for other people to help him out. He carries that paper on his head since he can't speak. Mm. It also says on the paper that he really, he likes coins a lot. Just remember that.
And y'all had ever had any trouble with this here mimic, or is he always a friendly sort?
He's always been friendly. He hasn't eaten. We've had mimics that have tried to eat us, but this one, for some reason, just only wants a place to live to call its own.
All right. Well, sir,
Would you like some items? As he opens up his jacket and reveals, I'm gonna get you some items.
Love me an item.
I'll just, you guys, yes, actually, that's perfect. You guys roll d20, and then we should roll d20, that's 5.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll write these down as best I can.
17.
Okay, next roll.
16.
Next roll.
Oh, 16 again. Wow. 3.
You let us down by not rolling close to us.
It ain't that kind of roll, all right? It ain't that like that right now.
You see the guy, this, you see the...
Are we going in dice in game?
That was
kind
of...
We sat there on the floor crouching and put this merchant going in a dice.
What did you roll? Okay. So you see this guy open up his jacket and reveal 5 items to each of you.
Ooh.
You see a bag that says, that has symbol of PS on it. And he says, oh, this is a bag of pocket sand. You ever need to dust any sand into your enemy's eyes? This next one here, and you see this scarf that is orange, and like, even from where you're standing, feels so like toasty and comfortable. He says, this is the scarf of warmth. It'll make you feel nice and warm.
Could have seen that one coming.
He also holds out like a section that looks like a really tiny thing of armor. He's like, oh, this is light armor. It hold on. And he like pulls it off of his jacket, and then it expands to the size of a normal like chest plate. It's like, that's just to keep it small for storage use, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have this, and you see this what looks like a normal like kitchen knife, but has like carved in the side of it a slice of cake. He says, this is a cake knife. And then lastly, you see this like nice little hand mirror that seems to reflect light in multiple different directions. As you see, he says, this is the mirror of reflection. Now, I only have so many wares, so I need you to choose 3. I'll give you 3 for free. If you want anything else, you have to pay.
It really seems like pretty ordinary collection of household items.
It seems like he's got like one thing that's
yeah.
that's actually decent.
Can
you know?
I ask?
And the rest he's really trying to upsell. Yeah.
Sure, like, you know.
It's just I normally. If you want me to tell you about certain items, I totally can.
I
want to
know about the pocket sand. Is this
the
famous
sand.
Legendary one used by the hero Dale?
Alrighty. The pocket sand is a brown leather pouch with tweed rope containing loose sand. The owner can throw the bag and blind a creature of its choice using the creature, causing the creature to have a -1 to all rolls on its next turn. So it basically gives them a -1 on their next
turn. I think, yeah, throwing sand in someone's face would probably do
yeah,
that.
Sure.
Like the legendary hero Dale did.
How's this scarf knitted?
The scarf. The scarf. It's a hand-knit scarf made of yarn and love. Once worn, you now can suffer no damage from any cold effects.
Ooh.
All right.
Bossy Meow Meow likes being warm.
I bet someone's Graham loved him very much. Mm. Made that.
I'll go through the different items just so you see them all and then you can choose. Mm-hmm. The light armor. It's orange dyed leather armor. It gives everyone in the party an additional health point.
Ooh, that's useful.
That does sound good. It saves us all. Orange is my favorite color.
Mmm.
Hey, there you go. And now the cake knife. It's a normal knife. Or is it? The holder can make an attack on an enemy with this. If they manage to hit the enemy, they turn into cake, which means the next time an attack is done to the enemy, it is doubled damage.
Because they're cake.
They're cake.
Are they edible after that? Is this like, I mean, we could really
possibility.
Save...
Possibility. It is cake.
I mean, it's
cake.
So presumably,
could save a lot of money on food, is all I'm thinking.
That's right. I'm dubious of what kind of cake.
Mm.
No, Battenberg, hopefully. Yeah.
Maybe it's up to the user's thought. Maybe they think about cake and they're like, yeah, I want chocolate. And then they go chocolate cake.
Yeah. Oh,
decrease.
That's real good, that one.
That
I really like that one.
Decrease in food.
And then the last item is the Mirror of Reflection, which is an ornate hand mirror with delicately sculpted flowers licking its edges.
The holder can hold it in front of them for their turn. The next attack that goes to them hurts the attacker instead.
Oh, I get it. Like a reflection. Mm. Right, right, right.
These are all in the chat now, too, if you want to go through them and see the different, what they all do to decide the three.
I've made my mind up, but I want to hear what y'all have to say.
Barty meow meow.
What do you all want from me?
Wants a cake knife.
Did you say y'all we can have three knife. Things?
Three things.
Oh my love. Well, we gotta get the cake knife. That's just hands down.
No question.
We might get hungry on our quest, so we need some delicious royal velvet cake.
Yeah, y'all not gonna have any kind of moral ethical issues about eating a cake that was once. Very recently, a living being.
If it was good enough for Majin Buu, it's good enough for me.
All right, whoever that is.
I suspect that the person that you turn into cake is not a good person, so, I mean, that kind of could balance it out.
Sure, I mean, it's all spectrum of gray, but anyway, I think so.
It is spectrum of gray.
We're definitely going to get that there, cake knife. What else do we want?
Yes.
What did you want first?
Well, that's awful nice of y'all to say. You know, I mine up that armor. Seems like it helps us all out. Looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Awful nice color.
You grab the armor.
What do you say? We getting it? Yeah, all right. Yeah. Let y'all pick the last one.
You get the armor. As you all grab the armor, you actually see once you hold it, you see each of you get your own form-fitted orange armor that appears on your body as soon as you grab it.
Oh no, it clashes horribly with my orange Garfield-esque cat head.
But
that's okay.
I immediately start like carving feather patterns into mine.
Ooh, you see, as you start carving, you see it starts carving with you and starts helping you carve that pattern in it.
Well, ain't that nice?
Oh, I'll do a smiley face on mine.
I'm just going to play a beat on mine. Just like...
What's the third item?
I would love the pocket sand.
Pocket sand.
All right.
So now you have the ability to blind someone on their next turn. Oh boy. Let me make sure... Let me read it correctly to make sure I get all of it correctly on it. Yes. Yeah, the owner can throw the bag and blind a creature and it gives them -1 on their next roll.
Excellent.
Heck yeah. And he's like, I also have some information if you need to figure out where to take this little guy.
Now we're good. And we just march straight past him.
Well, that's okay. As you march forward, what are you looking for to try to find a place for this guy to live in a vault?
Well, I almost feel like this little critter maybe knows the area a little bit. Maybe we should see where they want to go. Maybe.
Yeah,
although I want to mention one thing. We should think carefully where vault could be. Should it be a bank vault or the deepest of darkest dungeons?
Be useful to have a map of some kind or... yeah, I don't know.
Well, what do we see around us? Can we take a good old look around?
Yeah, what's happening?
Whoever wants to do this check, roll a d6 difficulty of 4. Remember, you can give advantage.
It is a four.
Nice! Alright, you look around, you see, like, houses, there's, like, old shacks and, like, stuff. This is, like, kind of like a small village size of town. But you do, in fact, after you saying the bank, you do actually see off in the distance what looks to be a, like, the size of about like a tavern. It's got like a sign that says bank and it has like a money, like gold bar sign on it off in the distance.
Seems like the obvious course of action that way, you see?
Let's do it.
Gold, you start gems, heading off.
As you start heading off, you feel an energy hit each of you. It is quite odd. I need one of you to roll a d10 for me if you have a d10.
Oh, where's my D? Oh, there's my D10. I'm just really blind.
Ooh, that is a 6.
Cool.
6. Let's see what you get. Oh my goodness, this is great. As you go towards the bank and you open the door to go into the bank, you see, as you step inside, this giant corridor and a bunch of pressure plates on the ground and a bunch of like different traps that are hanging off the different walls. As the door behind you shuts and you're stuck in the bank. As you see, the entrance towards more of the bank is in front, but there is pressure plates and traps all about. I need you each to roll a d6 to see how you get through this.
I mean, I...
What in the name of the Raiders of the Lost Ark's going on in here?
My character can fly, so it's just as well I roll a 6 to reflect that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Ooh! Yeah. As you go through good old Barty Meow Meow, you walk through, you actually like are flying for a good while, and then for one split second you don't catch it just in time, but you see a wire go in front of you, and you snap the wire and you're like, no, and a dart hits you, but it doesn't hurt.
Ooh.
It feels good.
Ooh.
You now get a +1 to attack and damage rolls for one time.
Ooh.
So you feel stronger as you actually, you just become like a more buff cockroach.
Those 6 little spindly cockroach arms just go, you'll get like Popeye style muscles,
yeah,
on them.
Yeah. Like, roll another d10, the two of you.
It's like a poison dart, but it's got steroids on the end of it. Yeah. Instead of poison.
Is this? No, that's not
the D10. Oh, wait, never mind. D6, that's what I meant, sorry.
Do you want to... okay. This is truly a deadly room of death that we will get through.
Not so deadly so far, just saying.
3.
Oh.
A 3. All right, so you see as you're walking through, you're kind of fumbling a little bit. You're trying to make music out of every step you do. So you do like, bum, 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 bum. Dun 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 dun, and you're like, uh oh, and you slap on a thing, and an axe goes straight past you and is about to hit you. You have the choice. I'm going to give you the choice of either losing a health point or that pocket sand.
I would never ever think about losing my precious pocket sand. I need to hit. Take a hit.
As you see, the axe is coming towards your pocket sand, ready to sever it in half. You go, no, and it hits you right in your hand, and you lose 1 health point.
It gives you a nice haircut, though.
It does. You see a few other axes go, give you
we
a nice
might
haircut.
Need to talk about your priorities, but...
No, this pocket sand, it once belonged to the legendary hero Dale.
I do want to hear more about Dale. You're down to, you're down
now
to 4,
it's your
right? Because D6. The armor gave us 1+1.
It's fine.
So now you're back down to 3.
Yeah, I'm just back down to 3. It's cool, man. It's cool.
All right, another D6.
5.
Ooh. You also walk by. You see what happened with Barty Meow Meow, and you like do the same thing because you can fly as well because you're a bird. Mm-hmm. And you hit the same thing and you get a nice +1 to attack and damage rolls as well.
Yeah.
And as you all cross, you turn around, you see the mimic sitting there on its own, and you see it grab at the top of the ceiling, hoist itself over everything, and land on the other side without getting hit by anything. And it's like,
should we do a little high five for flying solidarity?
Yeah, right. Here we go. Feather 5.
High five!
Heck yeah.
At least walkies over
you
here.
All...
It's a great tragedy to not have any wings.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You all enter into the next room and you see this gilded, like the outside was very like not really like brown and like dirty and like a normal like townhouse, but the inside is like royalty, gold and purples along the wall, and you see at the far end is this giant golden vault. And right before you go towards the vault, you see a large creature come towards you. It is a giant painting that floats off the wall and has a similar like mouth to the mimic. It is a giant painting mimic that is like the Mona Lisa, but the mouth is the Mona Lisa's mouth as it opens and closes. Ooh. It's like, ah. I see you've brought the child. As you see the mimic like kind of steps behind you and like cowers behind one of your legs as this large painting is like, you all have made a grave mistake, as the door and locks behind you, as you see like the door itself also becomes a mimic and like growls at you.
Oh no.
As you see this large creature humble forward and is like,
You all are going to pay for bringing that nuisance back to my lair.
As it, like, as arms come out of the painting, as you see its mimic's mouth, and you see little, like, a little, like, pot, a little lamp, and a little pencil that are all mimics as well, also come up and surround the creature. I need you all to roll initiative.
Oh.
You gotta roll your d6 right. for initiative, d6. And that'll determine cool. the order.
That's two.
Can you
two.
Roll for the enemies?
Cool. Party meow meow had a nightmare like this once. It didn't end well. Ooh, six.
And I got a one.
You gotta roll it. Oh, you're doing initiative for us. Thank you.
It's just like that time Barty Meow Meow went to the Mimic Museum, but worse.
Nice. Four, five, five. All right. What is the initiative order? What do we got?
I was six.
What
did you
get?
Your
first.
Yeah.
Six.
Two.
And then me. All right.
Barty, what'd you get? You got.
I got a one.
What did you get, Terry? You got a one? Okay. Did you both get a one?
No, I got a two.
You got two. Okay, yeah. Cool, awesome. This actually works perfectly.
Surrounded by goddamn mimics. I knew they were up to no good.
All these objects with mouths when they shouldn't have mouth, except for the painting. That kind of actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Never trust a mimic. I knew that sign was a lying.
Awesome. All right, we start at the top of the order. Barty Meow Meow goes first.
What?
As you see this giant mimic with three other tinier mimics off on the edges of it.
Oh, I don't have a weapon. Don't really think about that.
You look great though. Mm-hmm. If it's any consolation.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, little pigtail looks great.
Yeah, you know, I do try. We only make an effort, you know. Gotta. You never know who's looking.
Do you like
looking.
Curl that thing? Is that how? Do you get like curlers?
Yeah. You gotta like, you know, and then just brush it just a little bit. Don't overdo it, but like a little bit of conditioner. Perfect. Oh yes, we're gonna fight. Probably should.
Oh yeah, shit.
Oh god. There's so many things coming at us. I guess gonna. Can I shove something through a portal and send it out of here?
You're gonna do a portal.
Yeah, I'll make a portal and I'll target whoever's nearest to me and kind of push it through. I'm sending
push
it to purgatory. Yeah.
Ooh, you're gonna do. Okay.
Yes.
Can I do
okay.
that?
Okay. Yeah, I'd say the pencil is the closest to you.
Sure, sure.
If you want to attack that one.
In that case, yeah.
Damn them to purgatory.
Yes.
All right, roll a d6.
Which
you
is
have to beat a four, right? Yeah, four.
That's a five.
Yay!
You do it.
Nice.
As you grab this pencil and you're like, what do you say to this pencil as you grab it and are about to throw it into this portal?
I guess you didn't get the point of this encounter. Ha ha ha.
You see the little pencil go as it falls through into the pit. It is fully, that was very smart. You fully take it out of initiative. That pencil's gone. You've taken it out.
Nice.
Next up in the order is the scary painting. All right. The scary painting is going to attack. As it sees that you put one of its friends into the abyss, it's going to attack you.
Oh, no, no, no.
Barty Meow Meow. And that is a six, so that hits. You take two damage.
Oh, no. Cool.
As you see this thing lashes its tongue and it has like sharp edges against it and slashes across your cat face.
Oh.
And that is its turn. Next up is what would have been the pencil, but is now going to be the lamp. The lamp is going to see you. Billabong regurgitate. It sees you, and the bottle like hops up, and you see like the tongue comes out of the top of the bottle as it like lights on fire and like tries to set you on fire.
I'm sorry, we didn't pick the bottle quest. Don't take it out on me.
Oh, it also hits you. You take 1 point of damage as you see the fire like ignite one of your legs. Into flames.
Yeah, damn it.
As it goes. Next up is the the lamp, and now the bottle. I did the bottle, so now it's the lamp. Okay, the lamp. The lamp is what is the lamp? Where's the lamp? The lamp's at the left side, so it's gonna go for Rusty Beats. It's gonna go for you next.
Oh no.
Oh, it just beats. It hits a four. You hit with one damage as you see the lamp is like jumping towards you and like headbutts you essentially.
No. Ooh, ow, ooh, ow, ee, ouchie.
Funny enough, after getting this hit, it is now your turn, Rusty Beats.
Well, I have the perfect thing for this. And I go into my bag to pull out a random item. So,
ooh, yes!
Yes, I'm using my feet.
Roll a d20, I think. Yeah, d20.
Yeah, let's see what we pull out.
11.
11. You pull out the belt of snacks. So now you have a belt where the wearer can pull out a small fresh snack from its pocket anytime. Once per phase, you can share a snack to a player and make them gain one health point.
Ooh.
Right. You'd essentially heal
you, might wanna,
you or someone else.
You might want to heal me because I am...
Well, I'm on two as well. That's
okay,
the...
sure.
To be fair, I could...
Oh, that's true.
I could... I think I could use it twice, can't I, with the other ability I have? Yeah, because I can use one item twice before discard. Here, let us both have a chewy delight.
Oh, yes, Barty Meow Meow loves chewing. Nom,
chewy
nom,
delights.
Nom, nom, nom.
Chewy delights.
You gain, you both gain the health.
So chewy.
Actually, yes.
But not as chewy as you'd expect.
Mm. Wonderful, wonderful.
Chewy delights.
Next up is Billabong, regurgitate. Your turn, as you just got flamed.
Right. Ah, God damn it. I look over at the little mimic that came with us. I'm guessing it's still like cowering or whatever, right? Look it up.
Yeah, he's like.
So look back up at the giant mimic and I'm kind of like, ah, poor little thing. I got daddy issues too. All right, I need to deal with this stupid Molotov cocktail that's going at my leg. I think. How does it feel to be a piece of cake? Yeah. And
oh shit!
Stab it with
Who are you
cake
hitting?
Knife.
Who are you hitting? You're hitting
bottle.
Which one are you hitting? The bottle? Okay, you make an attack roll.
D6?
You gotta beat a 4. Yeah, D6.
A 6!
Yay! You stab into the bottle, and you instantly, it turns into cake.
Carrot cake.
It has a very... Carrot,
ooh,
carrot
yes!
cake.
Nice.
Ooh. You see this thing, it turns into cake, and it is a bottle. So honestly, it both... shatters but also turns into cake as it shatters and falls into pieces. You see the bottle is fully out
nice.
Of combat.
I just came up with a TV show idea. Will it cake?
Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
When we're done.
See,
when we're done here.
Yes,
when we're done. Yeah. Back at the top it is Barty Meow Meow's turn.
What else do we have? Oh yeah. Who's left to attack?
You see the painting and the lamp.
Okay, cool. Can I have a stab at that cake knife maneuver?
Yeah, can I?
Oh yeah, straight.
Fling
down,
the
yeah.
knife over to my companion.
You definitely do. Yeah. You catch it in one of your little mandibles of your insect body.
All right. Yeah. In that case, gonna rush the painting with the cake knife. Let's see if this
all right,
works
all right.
the second time around.
Yeah.
Is that
a roll? Hit
the
beat a 4.
Is that a 4? Oh, a 4? A d4?
No, you have to roll a d6.
Oh, a
d6.
Okay. It's
six.
A 6.
Yes. High rollers.
Oh, yeah.
You stab into the painting. You see its body.
That's 4 damage.
Turn it. That's 4 damage?
That's 4 damage because they get the +1 to it and it's double.
Oh, my gosh,
yes.
Oh, yeah,
I forgot about that, too.
So, dang, you stab into this painting. You see a huge scratch into it as its body turns into cake, but it's, like, stiffly moving. It's still up, but it is basically on its, like, last legs.
What flavor of cake?
Ooh, what flavor of cake?
Ooh, let's go with red velvet.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. You see a nice, beautiful red velvet. It's even got just a little, like, cherry on top of its head.
Excellent.
It's like, no! I didn't want to be cake! And as it's like struggling to move. Funny enough, it is its turn next. You see the painting's like looking around and it's like, I'm gonna. And it starts running for the door.
It's got legs.
That is. It's like teeter tottering.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
like,
nice.
Like, dunk, 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 dunk towards the door. As you see that the mimic door like tries to open so it can run away. Next up is the lamp. The lamp sees its owner is going and is like backing up slowly and goes back to its original position as just a normal lamp. And it like slips out a paper in front of itself that says closed,
We know you're a sentient lamp now. You can't go back on that.
But
it puts another sign that says, "Don't try talking to me."
I am but a lamp.
Yeah, they are. You can either, Rusty, on your turn, you can either attack the painting again or let it go.
Ooh, that's a good thing. You know what? Throw me that knife. I'm gonna throw it at it as well.
All right. I'll say now too, since it's not aware of you, you now have to hit a 3 instead of a 4 to get it now.
Sneak attack.
I'm gonna toss this knife right into its back.
Oh, nice.
Whatever you call the back of a painting.
One.
Oh.
No, you see as the knife hits the side and sticks into the side of the wall as the painting is able to make it out and runs away.
I meant to do that. It was to show we could.
You know what?
Brick in the wall, does that turn into a slice of cake?
It does, actually. Yeah. Okay, you see the one brick turns into... What cake does it turn into?
Red velvet, because it's a brick.
Nah. Red velvet's a nice red velvet.
Yeah. You know what? That wouldn't have happened if you had wings. That's your problem.
Why did I join in an adventure with two wing havers?
It's a mighty effort.
They're stinky. You see the you guys completed combat. You see the mini mimic is so excited it like gives you all like a little happy lick as the vault creaks open and it goes over, looks at the vault, it looks back at you guys, and then. And it spits out 900 gold pieces onto the ground.
Yeah, the gold was in the yard all up, along. You cheeky little devil.
It does a little tongue wave and shuts the vault door as you all have completed your quest.
Farewell, little fella.
Success. Goodbye.
Farewell. All
right.
So, yeah, you did it. Nice. You did quest chest.
That was fun.
You know, that little fella kind of grew on me.
Yes, Barty Meow Meow was sad to see him go.
Oh, I'm just happy for 300 gold. I presume we are splitting this evenly.
Well, I'd like to think of myself as the facilitator, so let's discuss it.
To be continued.
You don't have wings, so...
But I can sing! Oh, God, I hate singing.
And the camera pans out on the adventure of the three.
Huzzah! We did it!
Yeah. Huzzah! Excellent. Great adventure!
Thank you all for listening. Before we end today's episode, we would love to thank SideQuest, you guys, for this amazing opportunity to work together. We were more than thrilled when you reached out to us, and we really hope that you enjoyed Quest Chest. For our audience, whether you've come from the States that making their way to Europe, or you're in the UK yourself, make sure to catch SideQuest at MCM Comic Con, the Hope Theater in London, or the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. For more information on them and their shows, check out their Instagram and TikTok by searching up SideQuest. No spaces, one word, SideQuest Show.
At SideQuest Show.
Otherwise, if you enjoyed this team up and want to see more, leave a like, comment, and subscribe to your fictional home away from home and all your podcast platforms by searching up Campaign Casters.
Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, be careful adventuring.
If you get tired,
come back home.
Sorry, everybody.